County's Bicentennial Committee presents the Bicentennial Journal, stories celebrating the rich history of Monroe County.
The city of Bloomington, the town that almost wasn't. The town of Bloomington was officially established as the county seat on April 10, 1818, by the Board of County Commissioners at their very first meeting. However, the actual structure of the first town of Bloomington took a few more years to evolve. In March of 1827, residents of the town of Bloomington met at the newly built county courthouse to determine whether the county seat should become the incorporated town of Bloomington. A voice vote of male residents was taken. 18 supported the incorporation of the town, only 3 opposed. The town's first trustees were elected in September of 1828, including Joshua Howe and William Alexander. Within a few years, Bloomington municipal government was allowed to expire. Unfortunately, according to historians, there's a gap in the records about why this occurred. By 1845, though, a group of residents lobbied the state legislature for permission to revive Bloomington's municipal government. The petition was granted, and 2 years later, Bloomington citizens cast their ballots in what was to become an annual election of town officials. John Lawrence was elected as the first mayor of the town of Bloomington. Residents also elected a treasurer, a recorder, a town marshal, and 5 trustees. One of those trustees was again Joshua Howe. The trustees crafted the town's charter and also set the town's first property tax rate, 10 cents on every $100 of assessed value. Annual liquor licenses cost $25 and helped pay for street and sidewalk improvements. A new mayor, David Maxwell, was elected in 1848, but a confluence of events led to the demise of the town of Bloomington over the next decade. There was a cholera outbreak in 1851, leading to a number of deaths. Indiana University closed its doors and sent students home. The town trustees purchased 200 bushels of lime and scattered it throughout the town to prevent the spread of the disease. Officials ordered all saloons shuttered. Also during 1851 and 1852, the new Albany and Salem Railroad line was being built to Bloomington. When the railroad workers first arrived in the area, they couldn't find a saloon open. As a result of the new railroad's construction, a number of improvements were proposed for the town's streets. The prohibitive cost of these improvements raised the ire of many area residents. Their criticism grew over time and led to a pivotal question and vote in 1858. Should the town of Bloomington be dissolved? The townsmen were split, but ultimately dissolved their municipal government on a vote of 115 to 101. There's an interesting footnote to this story. At dissolution, the money in the town's coffers had to be distributed. Residents who had paid their taxes early were refunded their money, but some funds were set aside to help pay for a bell for the courthouse and to support the Bloomington Band. The town seals and recorder's books were handed over to the county auditor for use should the town be incorporated in the future. Remember the 101 residents who opposed the town's dissolution in 1858? Well, they were well organized and managed to incorporate the town again just 1 year later. An act of the state legislature was no longer needed this time, so the incorporation occurred locally through procedures established by state law. By 1866, the town had grown so much, a referendum election was held to determine whether the town of Bloomington should become the city of Bloomington. The vote was 178-93 in favor of incorporation. But because most of the more than 500 eligible voters in the town did not participate in this referendum, the issue was suspended. The issue was revived a decade later, in July of 1876, when the town council received a petition from more than 200 citizens requesting Bloomington's incorporation as a city. The referendum passed by a narrow margin of only 15 votes. Again, some familiar faces appeared on the ballot in the first city election. C.W. Henderson was elected as the first mayor of the city of Bloomington, and John Waldron and W.N. Showers both won seats on the city council. The first meeting of the Bloomington City Council was held on September 13, 1876. Officially, the town of Bloomington was established 3 different times, but the city of Bloomington was incorporated just once.
Join us next week for another edition of the Monroe County Bicentennial Journal.